The explosion in Freedom Campus has reached a crisis point. That's according to Dunedin Mayor Dave Carler, who was one of more than 30 mayors from around the country to meet with Tourism Minister Kelvin Davis in Wellington today. The government's hoping calling them responsible campers might help, and it's set up a working group to figure out what else can be done. Laura Dooney reports.
French tourists Julian Pieris and Julia Tamprino like to make pancakes every morning as they make their way around New Zealand in a self-contained camper van. Parked up at Evans Bay Marina in Wellington, they say you can't camp like this in France.
By the beach, all the coast, all the way by the coast, it's so easy because you have just beach with shower everywhere.
In the cities, there's toilets, public toilets.
So yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. It's not a big deal, like, finding toilets. Yeah, this country, it looks like it's made for people like us.
Anna Zamira and Christian Bildhauer are parked next door. The Germans say they've seen freedom campers at Lake Pukaki doing exactly what's riling up locals.
You see people like doing their dishes in the lake or having a shower, and it was especially the people who weren't self-contained. The campground was for self-contained only, but there were so many non-self-contained cars.
In the past decade, the number of international visitors camping for free has jumped from about 30,000 a year to 115,000. Local Government New Zealand President and Dunedin Mayor David Cull says the issue has reached a crisis point. Locals aren't happy either. At one of Dunedin's freedom camping sites, Ocean View Reserve, most say it's time for the government to intervene.
This is our home. This is what we came to live here because of the sea. And what do you get? A gypsy caravan site. And that's what we've had now for nearly 2.5 years, I know.
So you come here at 7:30 in the morning, there can be maybe 7 rows of cars over there. A lot. And a big queue for the toilet. And I know what it's like because my dogs have rolled in stuff that on the beach that didn't come out of the horses.
Well, they're not doing anything. They're just sleeping. You know? It's cool. It's colour. Bit of a bloody, what do they call it, first world problem, isn't it?
Dave Cull says mayors want to see a consistent national approach to the issue and to have the ability to set their own rules. The Freedom Camping Act of 2011 was introduced to help cater for the tourists coming here for the Rugby World Cup, allowing people to camp for free in any local authority area. However, in some tourist hotspots, councils have had to pass bylaws to prevent areas from being overrun by campers sleeping in cars and vans. Rotorua Mayor Steve Chadwick says she foresaw the problem when the law was changed.
That just issuing penalties isn't an answer here to managing freedom camping. It's not freedom camping anymore. It costs local communities, it costs neighbourhoods in terms of the violation, the public health issues that they're facing.
When it comes to putting in things like toilets or showers, Dave Cull says user pays could be the solution.
If the visitors are using the facilities, then we have to have mechanisms to ensure that they contribute to the cost of them. There are various suggestions around the country from various councils. It could be a tourism levy at the border, it could be a bed tax in a certain place, it could be a fee for entering, all sorts of ways.
Dave Cull says there's no silver bullet, but a central government and local government approach is the way forward. Back at Evans Bay in Wellington, Anna Zamira and Christian Bildhauer say extra charges could stop them seeing some of the country's attractions.
And if we like save money with the campground and be responsible, it's great for us so we can enjoy like museums and stuff that or some sites that are quite expensive.
But someone is having to pay for those freedom camping costs, and mayors argue that a balance has to be struck between encouraging tourists and making sure they can be accommodated properly. For Checkpoint, Laura Dooney.